Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and I'm joined here by a man wearing an Indian incense bundle on his head.
A what?
Indian incense bundle.
That's not what I'm fucking wearing.
So it looks like.
That's not what I'm wearing, though. I will say, it is weird.
By the way, his name is Bitch Made Josh.
It is weird that every time I go to 7-Eleven or the gas station, every single person that works there compliments my hair. So
it looks like I said, because they think it's incest. I can't say that word.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways.
Bitch, you're lucky you're endearing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's my favorite one.
Bitch, you're lucky you're endearing.
You got a weird one today.
That's to say the least. To say the fucking least. Yeah,
my feet are no longer near your crotch, though.
So. Huh?
My feet aren't near your crotch anymore, so.
Oh, okay.
Or are they?
Are they my crotch? Yeah.
Just to change things up.
Yeah.
Before the new update happens.
Yeah. Format change, I guess.
Yeah. Because before that, we will have to finish JJK and Apothecary Diary.
Yeah.
And, but just to give a nice little mellow break, I saw this anime probably when it first came out, a year ago or two.
Okay.
But I must have blacked out when I first saw it, because when I watched it again recently, I was like, the entire time, just like, what the fuck? The entire time.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, Josh has got to see this.
Yeah. So I did.
And?
But before we get into that, if you want to view all our other podcasts, you go to GameRageMagazine.com. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at GameRageMagazine. Twitter/X at GameRageMag. YouTube, GameRageMagazine to see every single thing we have. And if you're listening to this show, you should just do yourself a favor already and go listen to the anime. Oh, wait. Go follow anime_syndicate_podcast on Instagram. All right. That's the plug. Anyways.
So?
The name of it. Monster Girl Doctor, right?
Yes.
When you sent me that, hey, would you watch some of this? And you said Monster Girl Doctor. Yeah, of course, that's fucking ridiculous. Of course I'm gonna watch this. Even though I hate doctor shows, Monster, like, and I looked and saw it was TV fucking MA or whatever. Even though you don't actually see any nudity in this thing at all.
You did towards the end.
You don't see any nipples at all.
Yeah.
No nips, which to me, if there ain't nips, slit, or butthole, there's no fucking, it might as well just be clothed, I guess. You do see that one Cyclops chick with, like, wearing some weird thong loincloth, but that's basically as bad as it gets. I mean, the dragon chick does have, like, her titties out, but there's a whole nother heart fucking
tumor
there, so you see nothing.
And no nipples either.
Yeah, no nipples, no nothing. So it's kind of like a... I honestly don't even understand what the fucking point of this was.
There is no point to this.
Because if it was...
I think this was just this guy's fetish.
Yeah, I mean, it must be he just loves monster girls or whatever.
It's not that far off from being a fucking H anime.
Well, fuck, if you wanted to make a hentai,
just make
a fucking hentai. What the hell's an H anime?
Like the one I showed you,
Oh, that one where they're like...
Fucking, and it's the one about the dungeon and all that shit.
But they, like, just censor it, right?
They censored it on Crunchyroll, but you can watch the uncensored version. The uncensored version is straight up a fucking hentai, but they're trying to make... It's part of this trend where they're trying to make, like, hentai into, like, a anime.
That's weird.
The first one I saw to do that was Interspecies Reviewer. And then after that...
That sounds fucking horrific. I just...
The one that actually had a legitimate claim of being a full-on anime was probably Redo of the Healer.
Okay.
But there was just so much rape. To be fair, the guy that does the majority of the raping...
Yeah.
...spends an entirety of almost two episodes getting raped, so...
Oh, that's fair. You know?
But it's the weird. Okay, so it's a weird thing because it starts off with him reversing time.
Okay.
By beating the main boss.
Yeah.
And what happened was that he got drugged and they just wiped the shit out of him.
Okay.
And then they made him do horror, just do, because they made him addicted to drugs.
Oh, nice.
So for him to do the, to get more drugs, he had to do whatever they said.
Oh, nice.
Or, and let them do whatever they say.
Yeah.
And he ends up breaking out of it.
Uh-huh.
And then when he beats her, it reverts his time.
Ah. Huh.
Here's the weird part. He allows himself to do it over again.
That's weird.
So he lets himself get raped again and all that stuff.
That's weird.
Because he doesn't know if he has his full powers.
Oh.
So he had to go through all, he says that he had to go all through all that again just to make sure. But he did things to accelerate him becoming unaddicted to drugs.
That's crazy.
But it's like, I don't know if I would allow myself to go through that again.
Yeah, I don't care what it is. I'm not doing that. But anyway, Monster Girl Doctor. It's okay. First, I don't fuck. Go watch it for yourself, I guess. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not for me. It started out okay. What weird thing is he going to do that's a seemingly normal medical procedure, but then what's he going to do that to basically makes them come? Like, right? Like, that's, like, what normal medical procedure? I also thought it was hilarious how when he's taking their, like, the ones that have giant tits, when he's taking their fucking heartbeat with the stethoscope, you normally just put it above the tits. That's where, like, you get it, right? When you're doing a normal, like,
you're supposed to do it off the center of the heart.
Right. Well, like, but he literally is going, like, at the nipple. Like, inside the cleavage, fucking doing it. And I'm like, that's not doing anything, buddy.
Oh, no. Or better yet, that his hands are a more accurate thermometer than thermometers.
That was pretty funny. I mean, that is what a rape doctor would say.
But he's genuinely, I don't even think he's genuinely interested in women.
No, I think he might be, I think he might even be gay, to be honest with you.
No, I don't even think he's gay. I think he might be asexual.
Could be. He definitely doesn't like monster girls, that's for sure. Because they all want to fuck him. That's the hard part about this.
Except for the Cyclops chick.
Yeah, the Cyclops chick wants nothing to do with him. But pretty much all of them want to fuck him. And basically, he goes around and creates an accidental harem that he never actually fucks any of them in the 12 episodes that we watched.
When it comes to harem anime,
uh-huh.
It's par for the course. Except for the H anime ones.
Right, but I mean, like, at least be in some kind of, like, relationship.
That's how
right?
all of them are. There's no...
What's the point of having a harem, then?
Cock tease?
That's terrible. That's AIDS. I don't like that. That's terrible. If you're gonna fucking...
Because, we gotta remember, most of these animes are shonen, so they can't go far with this.
Don't even do it, then. I think that harem should not even be considered in a shonen-type anime. What is the point of that, then?
Oh, trapped in another world... With my smartphone, it actually evolves into several relationships.
I can't believe you just... I've seen that on the Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. I have not clicked on it. But Trapped in...
Season 1 is decent. It's actually pretty fucking... It's actually a little bit more than decent. Season 2 has been trash for me.
Trapped in another world with my cell phone.
Smartphone.
A smartphone. That's the most fucking ridiculous... That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. I hate Izekai... And that's exactly what that is. Mm. Anyway, Monster Girl Doctor, no bones about it, is basically animated AIDS. Like, it's terrible.
It's not that bad.
You're right. I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
The storyline is garbage.
I wouldn't say it's garbage, but
it's not interesting at all.
It's not even that. It's not that it's not interesting or it's garbage or AIDS or whatever you want to call it. It's basic.
Okay, that's probably, it's bland. It's literally, oh, we gotta go solve some medical mysteries. Oh,
and there's not even an ebb and flow between episodes.
No, there isn't, which doesn't make any sense at all. There was no overarching storyline until we got towards the end when it was like, oh, the dragon girl needs to have a tumor removed. Mm-hmm. That became the overarching story for kind of like the last, what, maybe five episodes?
Like, you spent five episodes in that Harpy Village, but each episode did not have anything to do with the other one.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So I just think it was again, I don't know what the point of it was. It's like you said, maybe a wannabe H anime. Like it was like, I don't know, bootleg version of that.
I'm going to say bootleg. I think it was somebody just living out their fantasy. I think this came out popular as a webtoon or a webcomic or a manga or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just said, and some studio just said, fuck it.
Fuck it, we got money.
And they probably made a shit ton of money off of this. Because...
Oh, I'm sure they did.
We're not into that shit, and we still watched it.
Yeah.
And it's just... Like, I didn't stay watching it because I liked the story or whatever. I just stayed watching because this is fucking weird. How weird can it get?
Yeah, that's kind of what kept me going was, like I said... What new weird way, seemingly innocuous way, is he going to touch them by doing a basic medical procedure make them come?
When he fingered the mermaid girl's gills?
Yeah, like, that was unnecessary to finger the gills in that manner.
But to be fair, when he was doing that one with... No. Okay, the bondage one with the fucking centaur.
That one, the horse?
There was no way to medically explain that.
Yep, there was no medical reason for that. At all. I don't understand what... they were just going for bondage. Oh, bondage just makes her happy. That's what it is. It helps her get the negative thoughts out or something. That's not true. That's not real life. But in this thing, ties her up, ball gags her, and begins whipping her, and then she's all better.
Yeah.
That is fucking insane. I will say, the way that he fingered mermaid's gills was... pretty decent at fingering, it looked like, because he sticks his finger one in there.
It was like the episode of Hella Boss when Moxie's like,
yeah. And then he does it, and she's like, and then he takes the two fingers and he puts them together. And then he goes up, and then it's like dripping down. Like, I'm like, he's finger banging this mermaid, like, right now.
This underage
mermaid. Yeah. Now, I would also venture to say that if someone fingered my lungs, I wouldn't be ejaculating. I'd be like, that fucking hurts, bitch.
I'd be throwing hands.
I'd be trying to fight a motherfucker. So the fact that every piece of their body is sexually... is somehow orgasmic.
You do it to a girl, they're going to be orgasmic. You do it to one of us.
Yeah, basically. Then when he takes his hands to even do the fucking, like, armpit thermometer thing, and the girl's like, oh my god, not there. That's my sensitive spot. Oh, Jesus Christ. Just get out of here.
Like with the dragon girl. Girl. One of the ones where he was doing was just, like,
touching them.
He was just doing a legit examination.
Yeah.
And she was still cooking.
Fucking ejaculating.
Yeah.
The giantess lady was also hilarious because that was giant hentai. Like, he's falling into her tits. He goes somehow into her mouth. Like, he basically ended up inside of her vagina cave. Like, that was hilarious. Yeah. That episode was funny as shit to me. The harpy girls, too, same thing. Like, just touching their feathers. They basically squirted every time he touched their fucking feathers.
Then that weird anaconda lady, or spider lady?
Yeah, the spider lady, too. The snake that's clearly in love with him, mm-hmm. like, and he is just so oblivious to... I think he might be autistic. That's probably what his deal is. He's just got straight autism, and then, honestly, even the overarching story between the snake lady and this asshole...
was probably the only interesting story.
Yeah, they didn't even delve into it that much.
They touched it for a little bit.
A little bit. We got that they, was.
He was deeper into the harpy girl than we were into the story.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I kind of want to know more about this. This seems interesting about the war between monsters.
Yeah, they just gloss over that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there was this war between humans and monsters, and now we all live together, but humans are kind of over us, but not really.
This war lasted so long that both sides forgot why they were fighting each other.
Yeah.
And they were always like, this is stupid.
Yeah, this is stupid. Why are we fighting? Okay, cool, let's have peace. And, like, she was sent there as a hostage?
Yeah.
But then, like, if you guys were in peace, like, what the fuck are you even talking about? This was during the war still?
That was all during the war.
So then the war just ended.
Yeah.
And now they all want to fuck this doctor dude. Mm-hmm. He's not even a real fucking doctor.
He's a real doctor.
No, he got his degree from fucking DeVry Online, okay? There is no fucking way. He has a PhD from the University of Phoenix, all right? He is not a real fucking doctor. I'm sorry.
In this world, he is.
I guess.
He learned everything he knew from the hentai monster.
from the fucking tentacle hentai. And that's the other thing. Why does that tentacle hentai monster suck on her own fucking tits or her own tentacles? And there was that one where she like is penetrating the fucking snake lady. She is airtight with tentacles in this fucking snake lady.
To be fair, she did that to the fucking the centaur.
Yeah, in the beginning. I mean, that was pretty funny in that first episode or whatever. When she grabs her and then she sticks her tail in her mouth and is like, like deep throat.
And it wasn't like she gagged her; she was going back and forth in there.
Seemingly gaining pleasure from it, like. This anime was a fucking trip. That's probably the best fucking way to describe it. And I will say, it was bad in my opinion. Like, I won't watch it again.
You probably
But will. I'm going to be honest. If there's a season two of this, I'm probably going to fucking watch it. Just because
I'm intrigued.
This is the thing is they gave you just enough to make you want to find out more. And they may never have ever even thought about what that extra more is, but they know we'll watch it just thinking we might fucking get it.
That's what I'm saying. This whole show's just about edging you.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's edging the fuck out of you. What would you rate it? What would you rate the show? Do you want to go back to the old...
10?
Do you want to go to 10 or do you want to do 10 or do you want to do the old X play? And go out of 5.
We've been doing 10 for
the whole time. Keeping it as 10.
I would go Pornhub out of 10.
A Pornhub out of 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably about what I would give it. I mean, this just I don't even know if it could be on Pornhub because I would not eject. And that's the other thing. Okay. I wouldn't watch this again for the story, and I wouldn't jerk off to it because there's no actual fucking nudity.
And even if there was, it's just. Like, they tried so hard with that spider lady, but the fact that she's a spider just...
Yeah, that's weird, man. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I already don't like spiders as it is. I don't want to fuck one, okay? I'm sorry.
Even though she had huge-ass tits.
The hugest tits in the fucking universe, without the exception of the giant lady.
Or the tentacle monster.
No, I feel like she had bigger tits than the tentacle monster.
I think
I don't know.
It's a moot point.
Yeah, it is, because we're not going back and watching it. That's definitely not going to happen. But either way, this was...
I can't give it a proper rating. It's just...
I think you should just watch it just to see what we're talking about.
It's a straight-up experience.
Yeah.
So, there's this YouTube channel called The Boys.
Yeah, okay.
They had an episode where they got some of the shit ton of hot sauces.
Okay.
And they made a list saying which one's good, like, you know, like we did for the music thing, S-A-B-C. And the hottest hot sauce you can get in the world is plutonium 365.
All right.
And it's about hot sauce like this. And you're only supposed to get like a little tiny dab, like the tiniest of dabs. And, but they had a special edition version of it.
Okay.
And so they took the thing and it's... Fucking the worst experience. They said the worst experience you will ever have.
Yeah.
And so the guy was like, no, it's got to go F. Fucking below F. Worst fucking tier. And the guy is like, but it's an experience, man. Like, he says, and I'm like, what? That's how I feel about this show. It's garbage, but it's an experience.
It is an experience. You're right. I'll have to ask good buddy Brent if he's fucking seen this anime. I'd be curious to know someone else's thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, like you said, yeah, I don't even think it can be given a proper rating. Because it is. It's terrible, but it's an experience.
If it wasn't for the fucking hentai, the fucking porn aspects of it.
Yeah, this would be garbage.
It'd be straight garbage.
It would be a 0 out of 10.
Because, like I said, the only interesting storyline is something that they don't even talk about.
Yeah.
That being the fucking war.
Right. And again, you almost, like, you want to know that, but you almost don't care when you want to just see what weird, normal thing he's going to do to them.
There's another one you should check out then. It's not an H anime.
Okay.
I actually genuinely like this anime. It's like high B, low A.
Okay.
It's called Food Wars.
Food Wars.
And it's the exact same, not the exact same premise, but it's essentially the...
Is it the one where people come off of eating the food?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
But it's every time it happens, it's fucking hilarious. And there's a lot of sexual nature in it like this, but it's all like comedic based. All
right. Because this was not comedic. I felt like this was trying to be...
It was comedic, but I don't think it was trying to be.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was trying to be serious, and it was not. It was comedic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be interested to see if one that is actually like, designed.
That Tommy Wiseau movie?
Oh, yeah. The Room.
Where it's so bad it's good.
Yeah, but he was trying to make a legit good movie. Yeah. That's crazy.
I met him.
You did?
When I went to a Comic Con, one of these Comic Cons with, what's his name?
Oh, yeah. Huh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What?
Nothing. I was looking at your screensaver.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. I was just trying to see what it was.
It's one of the funniest things from Dark Stone. Anybody who watches Dr. Stone, when they see that scene, just instantly starts laughing, or it's like, it's fucking funny. Well, I guess that's the perfect segue into the next part.
All right.
Considering with Dr. Stone.
Yeah.
Do you consider Dr. Stone an isekai?
Okay, no, I don't. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because isekai implies you were taken or transported from one world to another.
Yeah, he went from the modern world to the prehistoric world.
He went from a time period to another time period.
I get what you're saying.
But also, he wasn't just instantly transported.
Oh yeah, he was awake for the whole time.
He was awake for the whole thing. Therefore, it's not the same thing.
But to be fair, when you get isekai'd by Truck-kun, you're awake for the whole time, too.
Okay, but not for the whole 1,000 years or whatever it is.
I still think fucking slime was the best one. The fool gets fucking straight up stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dying, he's like, oh, man. It's so hot because the blood's coming out of him. And then you hear the voice in the world he gets isekai to.
Okay.
There's this thing called the voice of the world. Where basically whenever you upgrade or whatever, it tells you, it's the one that explains things to you.
Oh, okay.
So as he says that, he gets stabbed and he starts bleeding out. Oh, man, it's so hot because, you know, the blood's hot.
Yeah.
And he goes, recognized. Goes, heat resistance gained.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because he lost so much blood.
Right.
Now it's cold. So cold. Recognize. Resistance to cold acquired. Notice. Resistance to heat and cold combined into elemental resistance.
Oh, damn.
He's like, huh. Oh, so much pain. Recognize. Pain nullification gained. Like, so he's just talking about what he's feeling. And this thing's literally translated. He goes, I want a body that does, or something about how he doesn't want to feel pain or be in a body that's this weak. Goes, recognize. That's how he gets a slime body.
Slime, yeah.
Because I'm assuming he would have been reincarnated as a human if you would have said that.
Yeah.
And then he talks about, because he's a 40-year-old virgin, he goes, oh yeah, I guess I'm a sage now. Recognize, great sage has been acquired, which is basically a Cortana.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that everything he was saying as he was dying
was fucking
was him gaining powers in the new world.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I still think that one is probably the best isekai that's out there.
I still think that manga that we came up with,
that you came up with.
Well, we've worked on it together.
Not really. You ran points off of me.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But I still give credit for that. So we've come up with it. And it's not even fully done yet. But man, once we get an artist, that fucking manga is going to be awesome. Because it's literally just making fun of Isekai, but also it's a serious story as well. Anyways. So yeah, no, I don't think Dr. Stone is an Isekai. Does it say it's an Isekai?
Yeah.
Who says that?
It's in the category.
Man, I don't know. I disagree. Because it's like just, okay, is time travel Isekai? Because that's basically kind of what he does, but it's not even really because he's still
I forgot the name
experiences the whole thing.
Well, okay, then there's this one.
He's just old. Like,
I think it's a manga, but it's not. I don't think it's been made to an anime, but it's going to be made to an anime.
Okay.
It's something about, it's like an uncle for whatever. I can't remember what the full title is.
All right.
Where the uncle gets isekai'd into another world. Because the main character is the nephew.
Okay.
The uncle gets isekai'd.
All right.
And the story starts when he gets isekai'd back.
Oh my god.
And so the whole story is about him like telling, oh, this reminds me of this one time when I was over there.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like, but when it comes back to the real world, it's funny because he still has his abilities and powers and skills that he had
while
he was over there.
That's interesting.
So it's just fucking, it's meant to be a comedy. Like, if you want to talk about autistic, this guy's
a super autistic.
Because, like, over there, he keeps talking about this redhead chick that keeps, who tried to kill him at first and then just keeps following him. He keeps thinking, oh man, she's still trying to kill me. Yeah. And the other two are like, no, she's in love with you. She's in love with you.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I think he actually got turned into an anime. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Currently reading this one manga where the world's greatest assassin decides to retire.
Yeah.
Because he meets the love of his life. Okay. He meets the love of his life, so he retires and he gets fat and shit. Even though he gets fat and out of practice, he's still the deadliest assassin in the world.
Damn.
And the story is about like people trying to fuck with him, and he's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, he doesn't talk either. It's just, you know, because he runs a convenience store.
Right, yeah.
He's stalking, and there's an assassin coming behind him. Just fucking hits him. And not only does he hit him, but they fly to like, they end up landing in America or some shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, he's super strong and shit. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's actually a really good manga. They're making it to anime, but it won't come out till like late next year.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to be checking it out then.
So we're out of time.
28 and a half minutes, so.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Good to go?
Yeah.
All right, well, anyways, that'll be it for us. If you want to check out our other stuff, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at GameRageMagazine. Twitter/X at GameRageMag. What's the other one? YouTube at Game Rage Magazine. And you can also follow at anime_syndicate_podcast. That's it.
I'm Murder Planer.
We'll catch you on the next one.